Another thing that we should think about are these beers that are referred to as white whales. And the reason for that is it goes back to the old tale that you probably remember from high school reading Moby Dick and Captain Ahab, who was just obsessed with this white whale that he went all over this ocean chasing it down, and it ultimately led to his own death. Well, when we talk about craft beer, white whale refers to one of those rare, unique, delicious, hard to find, hard to get beers. And it's a thing, it is a thing, that those who actually get a hold of them say it changes their lives forever. It is like nirvana. So I'm going to tell you a little bit more about that and about where there are some available, in fact, in the USA today, as we go and continue with the Brewing Up a Storm podcast. Now, there are really three different aspects that will make what is considered that perfect white whale beer. It's got to be really scarce, meaning you just can't go down to your local package store or specialty place, but they're kept by collectors and hidden away. Second, it's got to have a unique mystique to it, some backstory, something as to why it was named the way it was, and where it came from. And finally, and most importantly, it just tastes awesome. People who've had it talk about it, and they say, gee, if you don't have a chance to try this beer, you haven't lived life. These white whales all come originally from a Trappist beer known as Westy 12. It was Trappist West Veteran 12, and it was a 10.2% ABV beer, dark-hued, full-bodied, lots of notes of fruit like plums and figs, as well as underlying notes of tobacco and caramel and leather, with a wonderful taste that came off your palate. Part of the reason it was so hard to get is it was made by a group of monks in Belgium, and they only produced 4,000 barrels a year. If you compare that to a Belgian-style brewer in the U.S., they can easily produce over 60,000 barrels a year. So you can see that there's not that many out there in the supply. One really interesting fact about the Westy 12 is that there's really only two ways that you can get a hold of it. One is to visit the Abbey and get a drink at their on-site visitor center and be lucky enough to carry a six-pack out. Or if you really are at peace, you can call 60 days in advance on a beer hotline that gets thousands of calls a day and try to actually reserve a case. Then, if you are lucky enough to get that case, you have to drive to the Abbey, which is an hour and a half from Brussels, to pick it up. So you can see that being a fan of Westy 12 really means you go to the extreme for your beer. One of the dynamic pieces about Westy 12 is that they only make 4,000 barrels of it a year. The brewery, in fact, is so small, it's run by only 5 monks, although some other folks are around to help during the bottling time. And because of that, there's only two ways you can get it. One is you can go to the Abbey and actually drink the beer at their visitor center and carry a six-pack out. Or you can try to reserve a case. And that means to get only one, you can call 60 days in advance to a hotline that literally gets tens of thousands of calls a day. If you're lucky enough to succeed, then you have to drive up to the Abbey, which is an hour and a half from Brussels, to pick it up. So if you're an American beer lover and you want to get that Westy 12, how do you do it? Typically, these white whales are going through beer trades on eBay or other black market sites. And it has become very controversial, the idea of selling these rare brews. Some believe that beers like this should be accessible to everybody. Others want to sort of collect them, much as people collect fine wines, and keep them over time so that they keep going up in status and they keep going up in price. No matter how you think of it, the key thing about white whales is that they're delicious, they're a special treat, and because they're so rare, it's an exhilarating experience just to find them and to have a chance to drink one. So if you don't have the ability to go to Belgium and taste a Westy 12, what are the options for you here in America? Well, there are actually four different craft beers brewed here that have gotten into that same kind of category of amazing beers. So the first one is called Heady Topper. It is by The Alchemist Brewing Company in Vermont, in Waterbury, Vermont, and it's an American double IPA. It's a small family-run brewery, and some people think of this, just like in a sports analogy, as the Michael Jordan of double IPAs. It's the only beer that they brew. They go about it because they want it to be the best they can. It's about an 8% ABV, and it has six different hops that they put in it. One of the things that you get in terms of tasting it is tropical fruit, some pine to it, and some grapefruit rind. So it's an interesting place and all, but that is the Alchemist that produces Heady Topper. The second option is Zombie Dust. It's by Three Floyds Brewing in Munster, Indiana, and they're also known for their other big white whale beer called the Dark Lord, a 15% ABV Russian Imperial Stout that only comes out once a year. But now Zombie Dust has sort of left that one behind. Since it came out in 2011, it's an APA, American Pale Ale style, which is not the more usual one you see, but it uses Citra hops from Yakima Valley in Washington, and it's just a medium-bodied 6.4% ABV, but it's got a nice balance of maltiness, and you get the aromatics from those hops of orange blossom and mango. So it's again a special American pale ale, well worth the try. The third version is by Founders Brewing Company in Grand Rapids, Michigan. It's called the Kentucky Breakfast Stout. Those who know it, it's a Imperial Stout. It's an 11.2% ABV, so it's pretty heavy, something that you have to watch when you're drinking it. But it has lots of coffee and lots of chocolate that really give it a unique thing. It only comes out in April each year, and they put it in oak barrel bourbon barrels in underground mines to be cave aged over an entire year. It gives it, as a result, some of molasses and some of the vanilla and the char that's inside those barrels themselves. So it in and of itself is a special one, well worthwhile trying, as if you can get a hold of it. And finally, it's from the Hair of the Dog Brewing Company. It's called Dave. This is from built done out in Portland, Oregon. Really tough to find. Maybe you'll see it come up if somebody does a bottle share or a tasting, but it's an English barley wine, and it's again a 29% ABV, very similar to the Ultima that we talked about earlier from Samuel Adams. And the thing that makes this is it's got molasses and caramel and chocolate and feels like port wine. So this is one of those that you're just sniffing and tasting a little bit. But the thing to be aware of is they come in 375 milliliter bottles, in 2010, one sold for over $1,500 in an online auction. So you have to really be a beer aficionado and have cash if you want to go after this one. So there you are. We've talked about some things that could be great gifts for the holidays. We've talked about what are those white whale type of beers. All of it on this chapter of the Brewing Up a Storm podcast. Please send in your comments and let us know what you liked about it and what you'd like to hear about it. And we'll be sure to get those on the future broadcasts. For now, hoping you have a great holiday season and look forward to chatting with you on the wire and on the radio in the near future. Take care. Bye-bye.